Margaret, welcome to the Global Movement Summit. It is absolutely amazing and I'm so honored to have you on this panel and sharing what you do at your best.
Oh, thank you, Lena. This is my favorite topic, how to create a global movement, and that's what my whole mission in life is about. So I'm thrilled to be here.
I know, that's when I call you and I saw you, you're like, no, I have to chat to Margaret and I'm so glad and honored that you have. Let's dive into it, because I know you're a busy lady doing your own movement out there. So why don't you share with the audience a bit about yourself and what you do?
Great, would love to. I'm the founder of Global Movement Makers, and it's my mission and the mission of my company to unleash the global movement lying dormant in each and every one of us. I use a chakra approach to business. It's my way of taking what's inside of you and helping you express it in the outer world. And using that approach, I teach social entrepreneurs, and I use that term social entrepreneurs to mean the people that are in business with a social mission. So using that approach, I teach them how to manifest your own transformational, heart-centered business, to go out there and create your global movement in the world. Right, so I have both business and mindset coaching, and we use that to create the foundation of your business. I really think there's two things that hold social entrepreneurs back from being able to have the impact they want in the world, right? Because there's lots and lots of people that have fabulous ideas about what is important to them, and I hear this, someday I'm going to go out and spend all my time doing what I really think is important. And I really think there's two things that hold people back from both creating a social movement out there in the world and doing it in a way that creates a sustainable income, because you have to do those things together. If you want to create this global movement, if you really want to go big, then you have to be able to make that your primary source of income. Doing this on the side is typically not enough time, and to really take your movement global, it's a great way to start. But long term, if that is your mission, you also have to make it your income. So there's two things you really need to make that happen, right? And I call those skill set and mindset. Mm-hmm. So skill set is really the tools, the techniques, the practices to go out there and create that safe, sustainable business platform. Right? How do you get your message out globally in a crowded market with many, many other websites? And How do you get your message? How do you take something viral, right? Those are all skill sets. They're easily learned. There's many people teaching them. I teach those practices, right? So if you don't have that, you have to get those skills. But more importantly, and sometimes more difficultly, is the mindset. You have to learn to think differently. There's a saying that says that the thinking that got you to where you're at now is not the thinking and the mindset that'll get you to where you want to be, right? So knowing your mindset is learning to realize that how you think, how you process information, how you handle life's little disappointments or when things don't go exactly as planned, how you process that information and handle those is more important than what you think. So I'm going to say that again. How you think is more important than what you think, because it's recognizing your behavior patterns, your mental patterns, your limiting beliefs. Those are all things that are how you process information, how you think. And if you don't change the way you think, you will find yourself being limited. A great example of that is we all have a self-image of what we think we're capable of doing. Especially as women, we talk about the glass ceilings that are out there in business. We have our own little glass ceilings, our own little mental blocks that we put ourselves in terms of how much income we think we're capable of producing. The real answer is the sky's the limit, but we all sort of have a number in our head that we use to limit ourselves, right? So you have to reprogram those techniques, or you have to reprogram those thoughts and patterns using various techniques that I usually teach to remove those inner blocks. One of the most common ones is inner blocks around money and how much you think you're capable of making, right? So of the two, skill set and mindset, I think mindset is harder to master, but it's also the most important. And that's why that's part of the reason I use a chakra-based approach, because working with your chakras is a great vehicle, right? It's a great way that people can get their head around understanding their belief systems, their patterns, where they're at, so that they can unleash the global movement inside them.
That's so beautiful. And I think it's so great that spirituality, things like chakras, things like energy centers, are coming into traditional workspace. Obviously, purpose-centered entrepreneurs are on the foreground of that, but we're even seeing it come into the corporate spaces, and that's just revolutionary and beautiful. And we're going to get into that a little bit more, the audience. But I just want to quickly pause and look at the whole idea of global movement maker. Because obviously, this is the audience that we've got right now in front of us.
Yes.
Want to make a change, they're the change agents, the thought leaders, the evolutionaries, they're somebody who wants to take something to the next level. How do you define a global movement maker?
I would say there's probably a small handful of characteristics. Number one is vision. You have to have a vision that you have to think globally. This is a mindset issue, right? If you're limiting your thinking to, I just want to make enough money to support myself, right, that's not a global movement maker way of thinking. Second of all, you have to have a passion and a drive to, you have something you want to say or do in the world, right? You have a passion for something that is trying to express itself through you. We call that your soul goals a lot of times. Think of it also, another way of thinking of it is, what was I put here on earth to do? Right? I believe that I was put here on earth to accomplish a specific mission. Right? That mission becomes my vision, and it's on a global basis. I have this very, very strong, pound your fist on the table belief that everybody has a global movement inside them. And if every single one of us could connect to our soul, right, and discover our soul goals and go out there, we could solve literally every problem on the planet. I believe that so strongly that I'm willing to stand up and scream in the middle of a crowded restaurant what I believe, right? It drives me. We could eliminate poverty in 24 hours. Think about it. We as a species could eliminate poverty, or we could eliminate hunger in 24 hours if every person on the planet decided that that was a goal that was important to them. We could eliminate hunger or poverty in 24 hours. Disease is going to take a little longer, right? But so, and I believe all of us collectively talk about these things, and everybody talks about them from a wishful thinking standpoint. But if everybody connected to their soul goal and unleashed their global movement inside of them, this world would be an incredibly different place, right? So that belief that I have is a quality of a global movement maker. You have to have a point of view on a topic that you need to express in the world, that you need to make everybody wake up and understand, right? So you need to have that very strong point of view. Then you have to have the vision to be able to take it globally, right? And you have to be able to think like an entrepreneur to make it sustainable. So to make it sustainability has two qualities in my mind. And it's part of being, it's the movement part. A movement is something that picks up steam. It grows. It becomes viral. You teach one person or two people. They teach two people. They teach two people, right? Mm-hmm. That's a movement. It grows. It picks up steam. It becomes a tsunami. Another way would be you teach your children, right? They teach their children. They teach their children. That's the whole sustainability. It also has to be economically sustainable. Right, so you have to think like an entrepreneur. You have to think like a business person, because if you can't do it in a way that supports your personal needs and the needs of the people working for you to take something viral, to take it global, takes more than you. You have to get people on board with your vision and your mission, and then you have to be able to teach other people and build out staff. So all of those are the mechanics. Those are those skill set sides.
And I think that's so, so important, because traditionally the heart-centered entrepreneurs, there's a lot of people out there, and that's how they kind of got into this world. They're there to give a lot of value. But what we're thinking into is redefining the way you do business, redefining the way you're being present to serve and also to be served. And it's that symbiotic relationship, that ecosystem that develops, that really sustains the kind of movement that we're all unleashing and igniting in all of us.
Exactly. You said it perfectly.
So let's take it one step further, because in that space, you're not just connecting with heart, you're not just connecting with your brain in terms of the financial and those kinds. This is really a soul question. It's really a purpose question. So why is it so important, in your opinion, to connect to your soul for entrepreneurs, especially those social entrepreneurs?
First, I would say there's probably two main goals, or two main reasons. The first is business. The second is personal. When you go into business for yourself, or you take on a very important, very large task, you're outside your comfort zone to do something on that scale, you will hit bumps in the road. You will hit times where it feels frustrating or it feels hard. You will hit times where you have to try a variety of ways to make something happen, okay? And you get frustrated, or you get upset, or you start to think, is this worth this? Having that connection to your passion and your point of view becomes the fuel that keeps you going. Okay? Right? So the only emotional passion that is strong enough to sustain you for the long haul on this journey is the passion that comes from your soul. Trust me, I know. I've tried a million ways. I've been doing it for a long time. I've been in business for 20-something years. It took until I really connected my soul and my point of view of my soul to what I do, that I really was able to start to stand out from proud and really, really be able to be willing personally to, you know, to stand on the table in the middle of the crowded restaurant kind of thing and scream my point of view, right?
Okay.
And the second is personal. While you're here on this planet, you want to have a great experience. You want to co-create with the universe in a way that is enjoyable, that brings love and peace and happiness and gratitude and compassion to your life. You don't want the journey to be hard or daunting or to feel terrible or icky, you know? You don't want to go through, like, fearful, guilty, ashamed, embarrassed, whatever, depressed, all those negative emotions. You want the journey to be joyful. And the only way that I know to make the journey joyful is to really be connected to that soul part of you that sits outside of space and time, is not concerned about whether you made a mistake on something. It doesn't get embarrassed. It doesn't get upset. It doesn't get depressed. That part of you is always joyful, right? This is your inner journey, right? So your business is your outer journey, but you are having an emotional experience every moment of every day. Listening to me right now and to you and to listen to both of our points of view on why this is so important, you're having an emotional reaction to that. And probably an intellectual reaction. And you want that journey to be joyful. So pick the thing in life that brings you the most joy, that you have the strongest point of view about, and go do that.
Sure, because, I mean, that's what it's really about. If we're not doing that now, and we're striving away doing things that really don't serve us or the planet, when will we get to live from our soul and from our purpose?
Yeah, right? It's said that people who get to their end of life, one of the biggest regrets isn't what they did, it's what they didn't do, right? You want to use your time, your precious, limited time on this planet, to do things that serve you, that further advance the benefit of all of us, that you know, match the joy and the passion in your soul. I believe that every emotion is a guidepost. Every emotion tells us and course corrects us into what is the best life for us, what is best for us, right? The negative emotions steer us away from things that aren't good. The good emotions, joy, love, peace, compassion, those steer us towards our highest purpose, right? And our highest good. So if you're not sure what your soul goal is, ask yourself, what brings me joy, right? That's a guidepost that's telling you, do you like to work with kids or older adults or animals? That joy is a guidepost that you're on the right path to finding your soul goal.
For sure, for sure. And now that you start awakening that question, some of you in the audience have already awakened that question. Now it's about forming that forward. And I know you've got a beautiful model, Margaret, with playing with the chakras and using the chakras as a business model, so to speak. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
I do. Yes, I would love to. So one of my points of view is that everything that happens, that exists in your outer world is today, is a reflection of what's going on inside you, all right? So your chakras are inside you. These are energy centers. There are seven predominant ones. And I believe by waking those chakras, doing them in a specific order, to me they're like puzzle pieces. And I use them to explain to purpose-driven entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, how to create a business that works for them, right? It's a way of translating business concepts into a language and an approach and a series of steps that resonates with spiritual entrepreneurs. And it teaches them the process, the steps on how to to manifest those soul goals, those mission in an entrepreneurial world. Most deeply spiritual entrepreneurs are repelled by words like lead generation or marketing or sales or client list or product launches. Mm-hmm. All those words are sometimes, first of all, confusing and they don't understand them. But second of all, in a pure, raw business sense, they don't understand and feel that connection to their soul goal, right? Those words seem hard or harsh or dangerous. Yeah. Completely alien if you haven't grown up professionally grown up in a corporate environment. So as a result, because you don't either understand those terms or you lack the way to translate them into the spiritual language that resonates with you, you struggle to figure out what are the appropriate steps and what is the right order that you need to go after to get your business off the ground. So if you're open to it, I would love to walk through a 7-step process that anyone could use to create their business. Of course, in an hour, we can only go into so much detail, but I would love to walk through my chakra model, if that's,
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
I put so much of my heart and my soul into this, and I'm so passionate about it. I'd love to share it with just about anybody that wants to listen. I came out of the business world, as you know, out of corporate companies, very large Fortune 50 companies, and they talked around words like lead generation and marketing and sales and operations and metrics and KPIs, which stands for key performance indicators. And when you go to talk to somebody who's deeply spiritual and is out in the world implementing their business in a very spiritual way, those words not only don't resonate, they almost scare the spiritual entrepreneur because they just, first of all, they seem very foreign and they sound harsh and they sound cold and unfeeling and uncaring and totally detached from the spiritual aspect of their work. And what I discovered is that when we work with your chakras have all, when you think about the work that happens in those chakras, not just where they're at in the body, but what you try to bring forth, what you try to manifest in the world by opening a particular chakra, you can equate that to what's going on in your business. And you can talk about that from a business perspective. And not only does it open the doors and make it easier for spiritual entrepreneurs to connect and understand, but then they can understand how to go about implementing in their business in a way that's in alignment with their spirituality. Does that make sense? Yes.
So
when I want
so I treat these chakras like almost like puzzle pieces. Depending on what I'm trying to accomplish, or depending on what my client is trying to accomplish, you can put together these chakras, which are really just a series of concepts and thoughts, and you put them together in a specific order to clear the energy and to bring forth whatever action you need to take in the world from a place of absolute clarity, totally connected to your vision, totally connected to your spirituality, and, that resonates with your authenticity for what you're trying to accomplish in the world. So let me use an example, and I'll start with the very first chakra I work with, which is your heart chakra. So you're used to thinking of your heart as around love and caring and all those beautiful emotions. So from a business perspective, what does that mean? And the question, each one of these chakras, I pose a question when I'm working with a client. And we meditate on this question, and we work with this question, and we get crystal clear about the answer and then the action that we take it, right? So if you are a brand new entrepreneur, and maybe you have skills as a healer or as a medium or whatever, even business, right? You want to work with spiritually minded people. The very first question, the very first chakra I almost always work with is your heart chakra. And the big question there is, what's your heart's desire? What is it that you want? Right? What's your passion? What's your mission? What are you trying to create in the world from a heart-centered perspective? When you ask that question, right, you can translate that into what's your business objective? What's your, you know, what product you want to sell? Why is the product important to you? But if you're a spiritual entrepreneur, those words don't resonate. But when you say from a business perspective, what's your heart desire? What are you trying to create in the world? What problem are you trying to solve from a heart-centered perspective? That's a question they can understand. That's a question they can connect to. And when they get really clear on that question from a heart chakra perspective, all of a sudden that clarity, when that chakra is totally clear and open, you really know exactly what you want to go do. It's kind of classic, if you were in business terms, Stephen Covey, who's a business consultant, would say, start with the end in mind, what you're trying to accomplish in your business, right? In a chakra world, in the spiritual world, you say, what's your heart's desire? And you think about it from that perspective, and you let it come forth from that heart-centered place. And I'm going to keep working my way through them.
Sure. And I
work with them in pairs. For whatever reason, as I started working with them, I started to realize there's this pairing that's really beautiful. So your heart chakra, what do I want, gets coupled with your power chakra, which is in your solar plexus, which is why do I want it, right? What do I want and why do I want it? What am I trying to create and why is it so important to me? And when you're really clear on that, and I know when I was clear on that, it was almost like I bounced out of the chair. I was so much energy. I was just ready to go off and really start, you know, slapping stuff against the wall because I was just so excited to make something happen. Right? Can you see how those two work together?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, and very often, I mean, that they speak of the real connection being not the heart and the mind, but really that those two centers, they're just such a magical portal to such a different energy field.
Absolutely, they are. To me, those are the key to everything. I start almost any objective, any goal that I decide to take on, I start with, what do I want? Why do I want it? Why is it important to me? Why do I want this? Right? And when I'm crystal clear about that, then there's no stopping me. A lot of people that are into the law of attraction or the whole manifestation, what they struggle with is being crystal clear on what they want.
That's a hard thing to do.
It's very hard thing to do. And, you know, there's so many things we all want in life. And, of course, we all want it all. But when you get really, really crystal clear on the one specific thing that's important to you in that area of your life, today we're talking about business, and why you want that, then the energy that's created by that makes you virtually unstoppable. Procrastination, you will bust through. And paralysis, you'll bust through. Right? Perfectionism, all things that slow you down, that keep you from moving forward, those roadblocks magically disappear when you are very clear about what you want and why you want it. So that's the first two. Then the second two that I work with are your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, which are linked to your higher power, but from a business perspective, it's also your link to your strategy, your long-term vision, right? And I couple that with your root chakra, which is your foundation that's, you know, down at the pelvic floor. And that's about what do I need to do to make this business safe and sustainable and put a foundation in place. So the two questions are, first, your crown is, so we started with what do I want and why do I want it? Then we go into the crown, which is, what's my strategy to get it? How am I going to go about that? Right? Now that I know what I want, what is my, you know, what are the five big bullets? This is a high-level strategy. This is in the detail. I need a business card, and I need to update my website. strategy, right? And then you couple that with your root. Your root chakra is what's the foundational component. What are the must-haves, right? So if you're a business, new business owner, the must-haves are you've got to have a tribe of people following you if you're in the online world. You have to have clients. You have to know what they want. You have to be able to put stuff together to deliver that, right? So your strategy, how am I going to go about creating what I want, right, is all around if you're in the online world, which many of your listeners are, is how do I build a tribe, and then how do I launch programs and fill those programs from my tribe? That is a year one strategy. If you do just that in year one, and you answer just those two questions, how are you going to do that, what's your strategy, and how do you build that foundation, you are well on your way to a sustainable six-figure business. If you don't do those pieces right, you are going to struggle because you're off worrying about whether your website's got the right colors or whether you have a social media strategy. You're down in the weeds, and if you don't have that picture vision of how you are going to launch and fill your first program, right, without a tribe, you will struggle to fill your program, and if you can't fill your program, you don't have revenue coming in the door that's going to make you your business safe and sustainable. And if you don't do that, then you can't answer the question, why do you want this business? Because you want it, first of all, probably to pay your bills and put food on the table and a roof over your head. And then you also want it because you want to create something out in the world. Right? So you start with what you want. That's your heart. Then you go to your power chakra of why you want it. Then you go to your crown, what's my strategy to get it. Then you go to the root, which is what these foundational components, the must-haves, right, that need to be in place. And if you're a new business owner, that is you need a tribe and you need to be able to launch programs and fill programs, right? Then from there, you go into the next two chakras, which are your intuition chakra, that's at your third eye, and your creativity chakra, which is located in your lower abdomen.
That's the way you complete these. It's so intuitive. This makes so much sense.
Yeah, so we go, what do I want? Why do I want it, right? That's our getting clarity about our goal. Then we go into what's my strategy and how do I build this foundation? That's about creating your tribe of people that are going to follow you. Without a tribe in an online world, you don't have a business. Then you go into intuition and creativity. Now your two questions there are, now that you've built this tribe, what are my tribe's pain points and their problems? Right? That's where you're using your intuition. Okay, so I'm a healer and I've got this tribe now, but what specifically does my tribe need from me? What's the right way to take that healing out to them, right? It probably has multiple ways to help them. And there's lots of things you can do, but that you use your intuition for that. Without that, it's really hard to be clear on the next one, which is your creativity, is how do I solve their most pressing problem, right? Because if you want to solve a problem, but it's not the problem you're trying to have, you are going to struggle. Right? You're going to struggle to fill your program, right? Our whole goal is to get your business off the ground, tying it back to heart and power. What do you want? Why do you want it, right? So your intuition chakra, your big question there is, what is my tribe's pain points? What is the most pressing problem? And then your creativity is, how do I bring all the resources that I have to bear with what I do, with what people I know, with my skills, my experience, my knowledge, and craft the right program that is going to solve that pressing problem for them? Can you see how when you take this approach, your probability of success is much greater?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the final pair, yes, there's seven chakras, and I'm using them in pairs, so that means I've got to put one of them get reused twice. That's the power chakra. Our last two are your voice chakra, that's in your throat area, and your power. Okay? Now,
now, when we use our power chakra the second time, we're not thinking about it from our own personal power. We're thinking about it from the power that we have with our clients. So the two questions is, well, let me start at the top. See the whole progression. Heart power. What do I want and why do I want it? Right? Crown and root. What's my strategy to get it and what's that foundational piece that I need? If you're a new business owner, that foundation is a tribe. Right? Then you go into intuition. What's that tribe's pain point? And then you go to creativity and you say, what can I bring to bear to solve that pain for them? And then you go into your voice chakra and say, how do I communicate this to them in a way that resonates, that's going to make them want to sign up, that's going to make them understand that I can help them, that it even may make them understand the pain that they're having. Some of them may not even be aware of how much pain they're in. And then the power chakra is, how do I enroll them into my first program? This is where you're actually doing a launch of your first program, and you're taking that program that you're crafting, and you are communicating that out in a powerful way, connected to, you're connecting what you do and what skills and services you bring to bear. You're connecting that with their pain point, and you're connecting that with your vision of what you want for your company and your future, right, for this business you're creating. And when you marry all that together and create a powerful message around that, and then you go out and communicate that, you do a launch, and you enroll people into your program. If you've taken this approach, your chances of success are so much greater because you created all this clarity in every step of the process. Can you, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful way to bring spirituality into business as well. Because you're bringing in such a higher end question, such nuances. And a lot of people feel like they want to be spiritual in business, but like, it's like they need a different group to be spiritual, they need a different group to be business. And it's like,
exactly.
Hold on. Well, but how does that work?
Yeah. What a lot of people do is they go off to their little business room and they say, what can I do and what kind of program can I create? And they start by crafting some coaching program, and then they go out in the world trying to find people that might be interested. They either crafted it so generically or so tailored to them, they haven't thought about it from their client's point of view, that they struggle to communicate. They struggle to gain interest and get people to sign off. So this is a very heart-centered, client-centered, way of going out in the world that, you know, I get nothing but really positive feedback to people about this.
As you would. No, absolutely. I can see how it totally would change the way everything is structured.
Yeah. So, I'm crazy about this particular approach, and I work with clients all the time, and we go through this exact same process, and we spend time answering these questions, and then we craft activities and actions and steps to actually go do that. And when you take this approach, you get to go out in the world and get paid to show up and be you, right? And that's really what matters to most spiritual entrepreneurs.
Yeah, being authentic, just being in purpose, living their love, and not having to work for themselves, being an employment to themselves, but actually just serving.
That's exactly right. When you go out and get paid to show up and just be you, you are integrating all aspects of your life. So your spirituality isn't in one room, and your business in another room, and your life in another room, and your relationships in another room. You know, you're going through every day and going through the world just totally 100% being authentic to who you are and getting paid for that.
So
and that's a beautiful thing.
So how how has your business changed since you embodied all of these principles into goal sphere?
Wow. See, I don't think I would even have a business if I had not come up with this model. This is the way I go through life, right? When I decide to take something on. So recently I decided I wanted a new coaching program. I saw a lot of people in business struggling purely with just the mindset. They didn't know what they could do, but they struggled with all of the self-esteem and the procrastination. And I kept thinking, there's a group of people that don't need help learning business skills, but they do need help understanding what's going on in their head and stopping them. What are their inner blocks and how to create this inner space that allows the outer work to flow. And when I started thinking about that, I started right with, okay, what am I trying to accomplish here? What do I want? And why is this important to me? Right? I started exactly with that, those questions. And then moved right from there into, so what's my strategy to get that? What are the foundational pieces that I need to do that? And I'm actually in the middle of implementing that program down, and I'm down in the creativity chakra, so I'm out there, I've already understood their pain points, and I'm now going through how do I help them solve that, and I'm crafting, and I'm actually in beta on a custom program specifically around this issue. So this is the way I do everything. You could use this formula to build a house. You could use this formula to raise children. You could use this formula to build a business, you know, whatever you want. It's all about answering these questions, getting clarity as it relates to that particular topic.
I love it because of Beth's uniqueness and that template that it has to us. It's really, really great. But we should keep clarity with our chakras and integrating forever, I'm sure. There's so many different elements to it. But I know that you need to be in your creative genius. So, as we start wrapping up the call, I think we have a beautiful gift that you'd like to offer.
I do. I'm a firm believer that doing the inner work first is required before the outer work will flow effortlessly. Right? And so, it's not just about the chakras work. I'm a firm believer in meditation, and all this chakra work is based on a foundation of meditation underpinning, right? So, I'm going to share with your list the meditation that I use every single morning. This is my personal meditation, and I took time out to just record this for you. And I'm calling this a gold activation guided meditation. This is what I do every day. It keeps me connected to my spirit. It helps me stay focused on my vision. And it gets me aligned every single day on what I need to accomplish today to make my vision a reality out in the external world. So this is what I do every single day. So this particular free gift, this guided meditation, the first 10 or 15 minutes is the meditation itself. And then on the back end, I teach you the science behind the meditation. All of my meditations are science-based. They're based on brain science that shows what really, really works. And so I will then take you through the brain science behind this particular meditation.
That's absolutely amazing. I mean, that's two gifts in one.
Yeah. It's this keeps me so connected to my higher vision, right, way out in the future, but it keeps me absolutely grounded in what I have to do every single day. How many people set New Year's resolutions and a week later, 2 weeks later, they can't keep them, right? They struggle connecting their goals to the day-to-day actions they need to take to make those goals a reality. That's a classic example of people that struggle to do the inner work to create the outer reality they want to see. And so this is a meditation that, I don't care if you want to lose weight, you want to create a business, you want to have a better relationship with your spouse, children, or other people, this is a meditation that will help you accomplish those goals.
So we'll be including that link at the end of this segment so that you can head on over there and download your gift.
Wonderful.
Oh my god, as we wrap up, is there any last parting thoughts or insights or advice, things that you'd just like to share with the tribe?
You know, I'm such a firm believer in the inner work to do the outer work. And so many people want to rush out and you know, get their hands on stuff. And if you're struggling at all, I will tell you, take a breath, sit down, and go inside and try to understand what the blocks are. Anytime that you don't have what you want in your outer world, it's because you have got internal blocks, or you have made that negotiable in your life for some reason. And taking that time, even though it may feel like it slows you down, in retrospect, you'll see that it's actually speeding you up.
Sure. I mean, you get to the heart, the soul, the readiness of it, and you really get to shift the things that's blocking you. That's really helps.
Yeah, and don't be afraid of those blocks. They're not real. They're just thoughts and beliefs and emotions. But if you can't, if you can't acknowledge them and be grateful for them and learn from them and move through them, that's when they become real for you, because you don't see them, you know, but they're physical things. They can stop you. So even though you don't want to, nobody wants to look inside, you know, at the crap going on, and I get that. I don't like doing it either, but I can tell you, I'll absolutely speed you up in the long term.
For sure. So last thing. Share links also to your website as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you. It's globalmovementmakers.com. All one word, globalmovementmakers, with an S on the end of the word, makers.com. And if you click on the contact link, I would be happy to talk to any of you.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Margaret, for coming on board and sharing your story and your insight and the beautiful template that you've created on the Movement. It's been absolutely amazing having you on here.
Thank you. I've enjoyed every minute of it. As you can tell, I'm passionate about this topic.
Oh, yeah. Totally. It was oozing from every, even before when we were chatting online. It was just like a top.
Awesome. Alrighty.
Yay.
Thank you so much for hosting such a beautiful topic. This is a great topic, and I know you're going to be an amazing success with it.
Thank you.
I can't wait to download my copy of that meditation. Thank you, Margaret. You know, I've heard about people who bring spiritual practices into their business, but what Margaret's done is just genius. It goes back to the conversation that Lena has been having with various guests about looking at the metrics that really push the needle towards flow. And it's so easy as an entrepreneur to forget about us as a metric. Although we do all know that we are more than just a number, right? So if we don't check in with ourselves, then how do we know we are on the right track? So let's do more of that with Lena and our next guest.